Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Unfortunately, we just had how many minutes? 12 minutes of sharing that was on mute. I do apologize. My God, the glory. But we thank you for gathering with us today. We want to share with you the declaration for the month of August, our prayer declaration. We decree that August will be a month of new beginnings. We pray Isaiah 43:19. Watch closely. I am preparing something new, something unheard of. It's happening now, even as I speak, and you are about to see it. I am preparing a way through the desert. Waters will flow where there was none. And the waters will flow from the prophetic release of the oil of new beginnings for Labors for Christ Word Life Center. The oil of vision for kingdom assignment and visionary resources. The oil of obedience for sacrificial faith. Kingdom missions, mandates, and mantles. The oil of hope for long-suffering, promise waiting, and prophecy fulfillment. The oil of ministry for kingdom building, soul reaping, and marketplace assignments, and kingdom advancement, which manifests itself greatly in miracles, signs, and wonders this past weekend as a new shift of leaders were ordained and released into the service in the army of the Lord. And then it's the oil of faith for mountain moving and righteous living and pleasing God. The oil of wealth for generational blessings, innovations, creativity, witty inventions, and wealth trailblazing. The oil of health for healing soul and transformation of our very bodies. And then the oil of deliverance for victory, freedom, curses broken, and new beginnings. We confess that this will be the turnaround month, and we walk according to Jeremiah 29:11. And we pray the revelation of this scripture like never before, though we've said it many times. But we pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us a new dimension of this promise, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I release the name of God, Jehovah Yahshua, that is the name of God in power, that we go forth in new beginnings for this month. God is the Lord, the potter, and we give you permission to shape the new beginning you have for us this month as we surrender and submit to your hand in Jesus' name. Now, the scriptures we are to continue to embrace and write upon our hearts for this declaration, manifestation, and decree is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creature. All that is related to the old order has vanished, and behold, everything is fresh and new. That's the TPT version. And so this month and at this season, we extend to you a personal invitation as a church family to become a part of the Tuesday prayer and fasting day for Laborers for Christ Word Life Center. It starts at 5 a.m. in the morning. Seven mountains of influence and the mountains of prophecy are being declared and released on behalf of the Lord our God. At 1 p.m., the time of intercessor. And then at 6 p.m., prophetic prayer led by Prophet Mike and Prophetess Connie. All are welcome. It is on the prayer comp line, and that number is 605-313-4830. And then code 197167. We encourage you to join us, join us, join us. As we had started in January, 1st of this year, in our prayer, in our morning prayer, a call to prayer for unity to come together to reveal to us that we started to pray for the building on Tuesdays, and it brought us together in unity. We had focused, we were focused with a purpose to seek God on 150 East 124th Place, and God did it. And many of us thought that once we got the building, that the 5 o'clock prayer fulfilled its purpose. But God has said not so. Now God is saying it is time to shift from the mindset of unity to a spirit of oneness. Our minds reflect back in Bethany when it was shared the ministry of one another. That concept was presented to us. And many scriptures regarding this oneness we received. This was God preparing us for such a time as this. Our coming together in unity for the building was only the beginning. And it was a good start. But God wants us to be one, as in John 17:20-23. Jesus' prayer for the church is that we be one. The oneness God wants us to have is the one that God the Father and God the Son have. In Deuteronomy 6:4, the word says, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. This is not merely a unity, but a oneness in purpose, in essence, in their mind, in their heart, and in their passion. It is far above the unity that brings us together for an event in the same general location. It is the one that brings us together with our Father and Christ through the Holy Spirit in heavenly places where our power is. And so we want to continue that spiritual growth and development as we come together on our prayer day and fasting day of Tuesday. There is a difference between unity and oneness. Unity is a process, but oneness is the product of that. Unity develops upon an event, but oneness goes beyond the event and it knits the people together. In unity, people assemble for a common interest. In oneness, people are integrated for kingdom purpose. Unity is the means, whereas oneness is the end result that we are speaking. Unity is how we start, but oneness is how we must finish. Unity is built on encouragement, and oneness is built upon purpose and upon the will of God. So we want to encourage you and invite you to be a part of that service on Tuesday, and definitely on Wednesday. And then as we go forth, watch your announcements for a time of the fellowshipping with one another that brings us to a place of unity, of oneness. Amen? Amen.
Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer.
The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. I want to seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out, the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. Fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I wanna seek your face, oh Lord.
My prayer is that the fire that my prayer is that the fire that was released upon us during this AEN conference will not burn out, suffered that, it will become contagious. It will spread. And that there are things that have been a part of our process that we would allow the Holy Spirit to consume. And then there are things that the fire will refine in us. And so while I don't know who's on the line, I definitely want to thank those of you on the line who had the opportunity to participate in this past week's AEN conference, The Rising. If you're on the line and you didn't have the opportunity to participate in, I am sure that it is available on several different social media platforms. But because the prophetic word that was released in August works in tandem with what we've had the opportunity to experience this last week, I just want to inquire how many people had the opportunity, or what during your experience, did we get permission to arise? Did we arise to a different area within our ministries or within our gifts and callings, within our assignments? Have we had the opportunity to see without looking, or to stop looking so that we can see? And so just want to create some dialogue for us on this evening as to the process, the maturation of the prophetic word and your experience from Thursday to Sunday. I just want to hear what people are at with it. And more importantly, we are part of these movements, God. But as a result of being a part of it, being part of what created it, where would we go from now? I believe the lines are open, and so would anybody like to share? If you're speaking, your phone is on mute because we can't hear you.
Okay.
Take your phones off of mute and let's hear your heart. Or put your phone on mute so we don't hear your background. So would anybody like to share? No. Well, we...
Amen. Good evening, Apostle.
Yes, Apostle.
Good evening. Good evening to all that are on the line. From a perspective of, you know, being an attendee at the conference and hearing the words and letting it resonate in my own spirit as far as arise, and knowing that even where I am in ministry, there is a new level and a new height, a new dimension, a new depth for me to attain even in ministry, and that we should never look at it as the end of the thing but a beginning of the thing. And so when I think about arise, from whatever state you're in, whatever plateau of a state you're in, there's still a area that you can arise. And so for me, that's the word that I heard during that conference, is that never become content in the position that you're in, but always know that there is a higher height. There is a deeper understanding that I can attain wherever we are, to know that there is a position to arise from that particular place and go to a higher place. And I often hear, you know, even when I heard arise, I hear you often say that the word of the Lord says to come up hither, you know, and that if you have not reached where you need to be in God, my God to glory. Mm-hmm. If you have not reached, if you not, have not ascertained the height that you need for God, that there is always that window, there is always that place to arise and come higher to be up hither with the Lord. So thank you so much. I appreciated the release that was during the conference. I appreciated the release, and I appreciated the word, an igniting, a literal igniting. When we came together, it was definitely indicative of iron sharpening iron, because all of us were able to get what we needed to get a sharpening to go further in God. So I'm appreciative of what God released during the conference. Thank you all so much.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle, for sharing. And, you know, may we all be ignited. The Bible says, stir up the gift of God. May the gift of God that's in us be stirred up to dimensions that's beyond our understanding or even expectations. So, amen. Is there anybody else that would like to share?
I will, Apostle.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I definitely enjoyed this next level of ministry. I got to see a lot of what God was telling me come to pass through this conference, where the video ministry is concerned, and it definitely stretched me. I figured that I knew that it would, and it made me expand my mind past where I thought it could go, to look for solutions to things that didn't have an answer. So definitely some trailblazing type stuff happened where the video ministry was concerned. Was it perfect? No. But it's being perfected, you know, so I can see what God is saying. He provided solutions to things that just didn't have, that Google didn't have answers to. So, and, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed the process of it. I, you know, surrendered myself to it. You know, and didn't get overwhelmed by it. You know, it was just, I was just watching him walk it out. I was walking it out while he was saying it. I was walking it out. He said, get X, Y, and Z. And I had extra of everything that was needed. So we didn't lack anything, even though it appeared that we did. But no, we had what we needed. And as far as the classes, I even had one class all to myself. And he provided the answers that I was looking for or the direction that I needed. And he confirmed, you know, some things that he had already said, that I was on the right path for some things. And it was just the building up that I needed in weak areas, and the confirming that I needed in other areas. So, you know, in totality, I didn't leave wanting anything at all. I thoroughly enjoyed it completely. That was all I wanted to say.
Amen. It's always a blessing when ministry is given permission to stretch us. And so when God has permission to stretch out in us, to enlarge our territory, it is a phenomenal blessing, and we are better for it. So, praise God. Anybody else on the line that would like to share? No? Well, okay. As a result of what you were exposed to by the Holy Spirit, well, how will that impact your ministry? How will ministry look different moving forward? Anybody?
I think for me, Apostle, it's going to be more prayer, more fasting, for what I need to do next, because what he did, I didn't have a frame of reference for. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it puts me in a place where I am dependent on his next move for what happens next, because I don't have a frame of reference for where it's going. It doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. I did radio and TV in school, and the things that, you know, that you're taught in radio and TV, this just didn't look anything like that, in other words. Mm-hmm. Yes, it just leaves me dependent on holding his hand and for direction for the next move, because I have no frame of reference for what that's going to look like at this point. So new dreams, new visions, all of it. It's all going to be him moving forward for what happens next.
Amen. Yeah.
Hi, that's Nico. Can you hear me? And I hope you can hear me, but I believe that as Evangelist Katie shared, that's the manifestation of you've never been this way before. And you must keep your eyes on the ark and on the priest. And that was the word to the church, because God knew where he was taking us. And he was giving us the kind of instructions that even as a kid, sometimes you try to tell a kid something, they think they know because they may have done something like that before. And he kept repeating it, repeatedly putting it in front of us. You've never been the way I'm going to take you. And we just, because it says, I have never seen, you have never heard. We, like you say, Randall's Katie, we didn't have a frame of reference. And we used the frame of reference we had, and it did not fit the situation. And the only thing that fit was to follow Holy Spirit 100% without leaning on any of our own understanding. I think one of the things I gleaned from this process was the electronic aspect of things, but how it has to be presented alongside of the impersonal, the in person aspect of the things that laborers do, because of the one soul at a time, and no matter where the soul is, whether they're on Zoom or they're, you know, on the corner, you know, they need it and it is made available to them. And that the perfecting of it definitely causes us to have, I would say, an edge, because we now can take all the power and the just the anointing that's in the house. It can be dissimulated over a greater area to more people and in more places, and I think that is part of, you know, go ye to the world, and that's the way it physically looks now. So I appreciate the exposure to the electronic aspect. I definitely, as you said, Evangelist, I am definitely in prayer for the perfection of it, of my understanding of it, and my involvement in it, and just how powerful any tool that's put in the hands of God is for the people of God. And so to just release even the technology to the Lord's purpose and plan, and then get excited about, you know, how he will teach us how to use it and open the opportunities for you using it, or rather even he has a channel already there waiting for it to come through. And so he's leading us in that place, and it does take a surrendered, submitted spirit forgiving all things that are past and pressing toward the mark of the high calling. And it is so high, we don't know how to get there without just keeping our eyes on his word, on his Holy Spirit guiding and directing and surrendering and submitting to it. And then having the emotional prosperity to repent, you know, when we're wrong or when it's something new and we just didn't know, to not have pride or our own experience or our own knowledge or whatever be a hindrance, just surrendering to the process so that your body can be edified and God glorified. So it was a very interesting time of firsts. It was a lot of firsts for the ministry. First time this, first time that, first time the other, a lot of firsts. And I think as a result of it, that the release that came forth out of the newly elevated and ordained leaders was such a powerful flow of that anointing. And it came from the curia and that other thing. Huh? Presidium, thank you. Of leadership presented it there. And so just seeing how it's all connected and how that connection really does build us up and makes this journey a joyous one and easy, because he said my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it's these kinds of things as we depend on each other and as we come to a oneness with each other that this becomes an experience like never before. And so wow, I want to see where this is going. Okay. That's it.
Just piggybacking on what Overseer said in reference to the Presidium and those of us, as you would notice, that were ordained and consecrated rather on last year, myself, Hooks, Bishop, and then being released on a new level to be able to minister. If you will look, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way, I just mean it in a shifting way, a lot of the Presidium or a lot of those who had initially been there, they weren't there, and that there was a fresh, if I could say it like this, and please don't take it derogatory, I definitely mean it as an encouragement, but there was a newness of those who were in the limelight. There was a newness and a release of those, you know, myself, the bishop, and all of those who were ministering on this year. We were released in a new level and a new capacity of where we were, able to spread our wings, able to, you know, get a feel for it on that level of ministry. And I, too, am looking forward to what God is doing for us on this level of ministry for those of us who were consecrated on last year. And I remember Apostle saying that things were being released in us. Even on last year, she was saying that things were going to be released in us for this year. Did not know what it was going to look like, but we were trailblazers as well. And so word being released for the candidates, and that word being released for those of us on this level as well. So I'm appreciative too, as well as to what God is doing and the newness, the freshness of what he's doing within the AEN.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to say, I would dare say that the leadership that was released and manifested itself in the conference was all knitted together, I believe, by prayer, by the unity that we came together for the building, for, you know, first for the vision of the visionary. And then after having made the sacrifice to unify, then I believe that's when the flowing of the oneness is coming. And as Evangelist said, it's prayer and fasting. And we're coming together. I read the invitation at the beginning of the program, you know, that you supplied for us, Apostle, and a platform for people to come to meet the need. I thought, just as a testimony, when Tuesday's prayer time at 1 o'clock, right before it came, I had gotten a call from one of the newly ordained leaders. And they were in some situations, and they wanted prayer. You know, they were realizing, you know, the anointing on their life and the fact that they were intercessors and that sort of thing. And it's like, give her the number. Tell her to call in. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw a knitting together of individuals from everywhere. You know, just because if you know how they say, if you build it, they will come. You know, and if you present it and it's there, they will come because God will send them. You know, and so I thought about the healing for her nephews and just the healing for people. And it's like, that's what Pastor Apostle preached, your shadow. They'll bring them to your shadow. And your shadow will heal. And when that person, those people are healed, they're going to know. And then they're going to bring. And then they're going to tell people. Then they're going to bring. You know, and so it's such a flowing that it happens so quick. Can't nobody get a big head. Because it's just one. And it's not, you did this, you did that. It's like, no. But knowing the importance that everybody that does what they have been called to do, what the Spirit leads them to do, is necessary for it to manifest and bring us to oneness. And so I am so grateful, our visionary and our leader who establishes these things, and no matter what she stands, having done all, she's going to stand on what God said, and she won't be moved, you know, not by logic or intellect or technology. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
Because of that, it brings us together where we stand up where we're supposed to, you know. And so it may not be for her to do this, but it's for you to do that. Not for you to do that, but for them to do that. So whatever it is, that everybody has to take their position on the wall. And so I'm really, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. Apostle?
I think one of the things that I take away from the experience is, I don't know that the word camaraderie is the word I want to use, or maybe koinonia, but maybe koinonia is a better term, but the coming together to accomplish a greater good, but with the spirit of oneness and fellowship and love. And so realizing there's so many different ways to accomplish any one given task, but to come together with the goal, not to push it that way or this way, but to accomplish it for the glory of God, and then the results be what's important. Like, this is done for God. It may not have been done the way I thought it, you thought it, she thought or he thought, but it is being done for God. May God get the glory. And then may people come to know him more intimately. We had some people to just kind of come in, you know, just come in. And so just the fact that they came, for one, speaks to is a testimony for the church, the laborers, Christ Work Life Center, because you know what? When we have an assignment, we are true to that assignment. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. All of that. But people know that we are committed to the spiritual well-being of them. And so, you know, to see that system in place. So Brother Walter showing up for me was seeing that system in place. Not a perfect system, but yes, a safe haven, a safe place. Mm-hmm.
then the, you know, we always talk about reaching out, reaching in, and just all those great things. But then seeing the system of follow-up or, you know, staying, continuing to send out correspondence, it just seemed like they get lost in the atmosphere somewhere. And to continue to send them out without ever giving up. Like, okay, sure, we're going to keep sending these out. We don't know if anybody is getting it, but we're sending it out. And so for him to come and say, I got it today. Now, I don't know whether we have sent it out today. I don't know whether he just got, I don't know. But given his experience with us and for him to bring new people to us based off of how he perceived his experience with us was a testimony that I don't even think he knows yet. Okay? And not that, you know, when he got there it was made simple or easy, because it never is, especially for him. But it was made in such a way that drew them back again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I for me, it's just people are hungry, and I pray that we are always available to meet a need, to know the need. Let me say that differently. To know the need that we're supposed to meet, and then to meet that need, not to get caught up in some of the other things that people want to draw you into, being their need, but to meet the need that God has assigned for us to meet. And I just believe that that is a testimony to the prophetic word that is upon us, and that because that word is upon the house, we're not always in remembrance of who's a part of the house. You know, we may see a consistent 10 or, you know, a faithful whatever, but because we don't know who is upon the house when the word is released, to have a prayer focus that would draw those that the word is appropriate for to the place of the word. And so I guess I just felt that was phenomenal. That was just, it was phenomenal. And so definitely excited to see where God will take it, where it truth. I believe we received the invitation to go to a deeper depth and a greater place of love and maturity. And it will be phenomenal to watch the response of us individually and collectively respond to the call of the Lord to come deeper, to cast our nets on this side. And, you know, we'll say, Lord, but we've been fishing over there already. We even know what kind of fish come, and we stopped fishing because it was no more fish. Not, you know, we got everything we wanted from that water. And he said, cast it again, because you haven't finished catching. I still have a harvest on that side of the water that I need to bring in. So that's exciting. I definitely appreciate you all being on the line. Look forward to the furtherance of the teaching of this prophetic and how it will continue to mature and develop us, how we're being nurtured in this apostolic and prophetic atmosphere and all of the different facets of it. I want to encourage us to continue dreaming, to continue seeing beyond what we see, to continue to have ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying as he comes from behind us to propel us forward. I pray that every prophetic, revelatory, seers, anointing and gift, every dreamer, the interpretation thereof, every facet of the prophetic be released upon us and stirred up in such a way that it positions us in a place for not just for God to get the glory, always for though, but to lift him so that he can draw. And so there are those of us and those of them that need drawing. And we, I pray that we can lift him to the proper height. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. But I believe that the lifting is measurable. And so if we can lift him to the height by which he needs to be lifted, so that those that need to be drawn can be drawn. And I pray that we'll hear that in the depths of our spirit. And when we feel like we've lifted him high, may we lift him even higher.
Amen.
So that is all that I have for you all. I don't know if anybody that is on the line has anything that they would like to say and or share. I can always tell when I'm on Blog Talk because everyone's quiet. And so we won't prolong it. One moment, please, Overseer to share.
Apostle Shanae?
Yes.
I wanted to share this one thing. One of the classes that I've been taking, mental health coach training online, and one of the words that they're consistently using is the word continuum. Continuum. And so when I heard the word, I was like, oh, okay. And so when I began to look at it further, it was talking about how the word continuum is a coherent whole characterized as a collection, a sequence, or a progression of values or elements varying by minute degrees. And so as I was looking at, when you think about the word continuous, you just think about something going on and on and on. But in the word continuum, as I looked at it, it talked about elements that are varying by minute degrees, that is increasing, that is ever evolving, that is ever expanding. And so as I look at what God is doing in the AEN, it's not something that's just continual, but it's something that continues, and the minute by minute it evolves, it expands, it gets larger, it gets bigger. And I'm not talking about from the aspect of just numbers. I'm talking about the aspect of the growth of the inner man in us, how it is constantly evolving, it's constantly expanding, it's constantly getting minute. And I'm talking about minute by minute. Every time we hear a word, every time we come together, every time, every time, it's a continuum. It's an ever increasing and ever enlarging of what God is doing. And so I just want to encourage those of us who are on the line to look forward, to know that God is continuum. He's ever increasing. He's ever enlarging. He's ever expanding in us. When you think you've gotten to a place, of a plateau, if you would just let God begin to do, my God, I think I'm preaching to myself. If we just let God continue to do, he's ever increasing, he's ever expanding, and he's ever enlarging. He is our continuum in this year. So be blessed with that word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yay and amen. Anybody else? Well, then we will go out with the anointing of continuum. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye.
Bye now.